Indiana, do you have a wonderful daily publication? It has a uplifting message for us, and we'd like to share with you today our daily word. I'll have Sue DeRuth read that, and then I'll invite you to join me in a time of mindfulness and prayer.
Hello, the daily word today is healing. Divine life lives as me, and I am whole and well. When I am experiencing a healing need, I focus my thoughts beyond illness and discomfort. Even as I seek treatment for injury or illness, I see myself whole. I remember that I am created in the image according to the likeness of God. I know my life is God's life living as me. Divine life fills every cell, strengthens every muscle, bone, and organ, and quickens every nerve in my body. It restores perfect order to all of my body's functions, releasing and replacing anything unlike itself. When someone asks me to pray with them, I do not ask about their symptoms or circumstances. I affirm the healing activity of divine life in each one with whom I pray. I see them as a spiritual being they are, whole and well. And this for the scripture, John 1:4, in him was life, and the life was light of all people. And again, today's word is healing. Thank you.
Sue, thanks for sharing Daily Word with us today. And so as we just take this time for ourselves, this is a wonderful time to turn within. So I'll invite you to, those of you at home, those of you here in the room, to just relax wherever you are seated, to breathe, to remember that the breath of life connects us into all of our universe. And as you continue to breathe, you can feel it moving more deeply in and through your body, touching the cells of your being, opening your heart, opening your mind. And as you continue to breathe and to relax and to let go, I will be toning our singing bowl, which resonates at the tone of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. And so I invite you to let the energetic waves of sound touch every part of your being, filling you with a sense of the presence of universal spirit, of love. And so as we breathe into that life force, we recognize that we are designed in the image of the wholeness of spirit, of the breath of life of Allah. And it reminds us and supports us in shifting from the outer world and from the busyness of our minds into the very soul and the heart of our being and of who we are, into that place that recognizes that higher consciousness, that which is the Christness, the light of higher awareness. And so we let that higher light, that healing light, just flow over us, around us, and through us. We let it permeate this room and move out into our community and out into our world. For in spirit there is no separation. And we are one, not all alike, yet one in the wholeness of being. So taking this time choicefully apart from the busyness of our outer world enables us to be replenished, to breathe deeply, to relax, to slow down, to let go. And as we do so, we see differently. We see with the eyes of our soul, with the eyes of our inner higher consciousness, rather than with just the human egoic outer eyes of personality self. And from this deep place of seeing and of knowing, of hearing what we call that still small voice, that intuitive impulse, that presence that is of higher wisdom everywhere all around us, the godness of our universe. We receive the answers that we seek. We receive guidance. We are held. We are comforted. And we are infilled with a strength and a courage that transcends our outer experience and comes from that sure faith, that sure consciousness, that sure awareness. That the light and the love of infinite spirit are present throughout time and space and beyond, connecting us all. And as we are connected and as we are in that flow of infinite wholeness, we are healed in our bodies, the cells of our being. We are healed in our minds, releasing negative patterns of thought and embracing higher truth. We are healed in our hearts as they are filled with the allness of love that surpasses understanding. And we let ourselves be infused with this awareness and we live into it, we breathe into it, and then we share that forth. And so we take a moment now in the stillness, in the quiet, to be one with beloved God, to listen, to receive. In the sanctuary of our being. And from this place of deep connection to Spirit, we take a moment now also to share our light and love as we intentionally speak forth the names of our loved ones that we would especially bless at this time, and we surround all the prayers in our prayer box as well. So knowing the power of the spoken word going forth into manifestation in our world, let us speak aloud the names of those people and situations we would bless. Donalyn, Jocelyn, Kelsey, the whole family, Noah, Riley, Karen, Bob, Teresa, Emmy, Wanda, Mary, Dale, Linda, John, Martha, Jolene, Richard, Sue Ann, Vicki, Evan, Bill, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, and so we breathe these prayers forth from that highest intention of manifesting greater good. We pray this in and through the light of the allness of God, and so it is. Amen.
Sanctuary.